What do you think? Now, I'm not saying you have to like that. I love it. But that's a cultural thing. But that's, I think, how Jesus would have known prayer. Much more wrestling with God. Always standing, always hands out, intense, all together as community. When that's finished, now comes the highlight of the service. The Torah scrolls, or the Tanakh, are brought out, probably at this point by the Chazan. Today they call that Kabbalat Shabbat. If you've ever been in Israel or been at the Western Wall, on the end, the day before Sabbath, as the sun begins to set for Kabbalat Shabbat, you will never forget it. The Chazan would go to the Torah closet, and he would bring out the scroll, and then he would go into the community, and you would begin to sing and dance, and he would begin to dance among you. Look, this is the word of God. What if God hadn't spoken? What if we didn't have this? What if when he opened it, the words had fallen off the page because God's providence had no longer... Do you understand where we would be without this? And they weep. I've watched old men and young men and old women and young women with tears running down their face because the word of God is among us. And it means everything. And as you dance among the audience, they reach out to touch it. And you put your fingers to your lips to say, God, God, may your words be sweet. Now, let me ask you something. That might fit your congregation. It might be absolutely unfitting. I'm not arguing for a liturgical style. I will say this. If your heart doesn't dance when the word of God is opened, then we have lost something. If your congregation doesn't feel a new fire within its chest, communally and individually, when this book is brought out, then we've lost something. And I'll tell you the truth. Having been in the Jewish setting a lot, I don't see the joy of the word in the Christian setting that I experience regularly in the Jewish setting. And not even talking about Jews who see Messiah, Jesus as Messiah. I'm talking about Jews who love the word. And so you dance, Kabbalat Shabbat, with all your might. Blessed be God for giving us Torah and Haftarah. And then, just stand just a moment yet if you would. You come to the Bema. Now, you come to the Bema. I'll tell you this in a minute after you're sitting again. And the person who reads stands while you're standing and reads the assigned portion. First from the Torah, these are the very words of God. And then from the Haftarah, which means more or less the rest. And there's some from the writing, Psalms, Proverbs, etc., and some from the prophets or the history books. Some synagogues had seven readers, like Asia, when John had the seven seals broken on the seven scrolls. That sounds like a synagogue thing in Asia. But in Galilee, apparently, they had one reader and two scrolls, the Torah and the Haftarah. He would begin by saying, these are the very words of God. The congregation would listen to the voice of God, and he would end by saying, and these are the very words of God, and you would say, amen. And then you would sit. Okay, please sit. Now, let me give you the setting a little bit. Who got to read? That's an interesting debate. If you want to read that article that's on the web called He Went to the Synagogue, you'll see some of the discussion in there. It appears that each adult member of the community took a turn. So a young woman who was menstrual or beyond, a young man who had reached age 12 and had studied Torah, up till you passed away, you each got a turn. In turn, you were assigned to be the reader on a given day. So if this is your congregation, there weren't any synagogues this big, every one of you would have a turn. Every one of you. From you, who look like 12, 14 years old, at least you do, sir.